Eamon, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Miles.
Eamon, well, first of all, we'll just confirm the winners of the Northwest Premiership title.
Yes, Coleraine have won it. Unfortunately, Brigade didn't field a side today, but Coleraine have led it the whole, all the season. So I got my prediction right, Miles.
you sure did. Eventually, as one would say, after many tries.
But many tries.
In relation to the game today, did Coleraine have to turn up and tog out, as it were?
No, they didn't have to turn up. The trophy was presented this afternoon to them because Brigade were very emphatic that they would not appear. So it wasn't necessary for Coleraine to go on the field to play, but the trophy was presented to Coleraine this afternoon.
At the venue?
At the venue in Sandra Lodge, yes.
Okay. All right, well, let's look at the relegation promotion playoff that took place yesterday. Brady playing Fox Lodge. Tell us how that went.
Yeah, that was a big game for both clubs. Obviously, Brady were on the playoff, Fox Lodge trying to get into the Premiership. Brady were in trouble early on, 38-4, with a big, big partnership from Brian Crumley, who scored 127. Craig Young was 72, the Irish international. 313 was a big, big ask for Fox Lodge. They got off to a decent start, but they were well below the run rate. They needed 9.5 to 10 and over. Although Jason Mulligan and Ballard were very well for 57. Finished up with a respectable 232 miles, but still 81 runs short. So really, back in the, still in the Premiership, and Fox Lodge have to try again next season in the Championship.
Uh-huh. Okay, let's recap briefly on the season. What are your impressions of how it went?
Well, it was a good season because the weather wasn't the best, but we finished near enough in time or in the playoffs. And it went right to a playoff, but it went to the last game of the season last week when Brigade beat Coleraine. So it was a good season. Dunamanagh, as usual, they won the Senior Cup. They've been doing that the last 4 years in the trot now. They drifted away a little bit after winning the Senior Cup. Coleraine were worthy winners of the league because they've led the league right from the start. And they deserved to win it, and even though, as I say, it wasn't played, the playoff, they were worthy winners of it. At the bottom, Brady struggled again. Last year, they were in the playoff to stay up again this year. Magnificent facilities up there, an international ground. They've got to have a long look at themselves and see why are we down there struggling year in, year out. Fox Lodge, disappointed to come up, but Drummond deservedly coming up the Premiership next season. They did very, very well. And unfortunately for St. Johnstone, relegated just to 2-1s all season. They'll have learned a lot again, but they're back down in the Championship again. It's a bit disappointing for them. Put up a good show in a lot of games, but just weren't good enough. But a very, very good season overall, Miles, and got finished near enough on time.
And in relation to the standard in the league, what's your impression of it?
Well, it's still disappointing, Miles. It's not improving an awful lot, to be honest. Dunamanagh, I think, will figure it out in the next few years because they have a lot of young players coming through. Won the Senior Cup this year. A lot of, as I say, 18, 19-year-olds coming through, even a couple a little bit younger than that. I think they might dominate things in the next few years. The standard in general has dropped, as has been seen in the Irish Senior Cup. We were nowhere near getting to the final this year again. And even in the Interprovincials, the Northwest Warriors, they didn't win anything. Probably good show in the three-day tournament. They didn't finish in top. It's difficult for them. But we love and hope, because there's plenty of money coming through from the Irish Cricket Union. So it's up to the young players to knuckle down and try to push themselves, because we have three players in the Irish squad at the minute from the Northwest. It'd be great to get another couple. The opportunities there, the tournaments that they play in, they're all throughout the world, and they also get paid with the Irish Cricket Union. So it's there. But at the minute, we're still at the bottom of the under-provincial series. We're not doing as well as we should be. But we're living in hope, Miles, living in hope.
And individually, some of them, as you say, doing well and getting representative honours. Are they punching above their weight from an individual point of view, as I think, from team-wise?
Well, not so much. When you look at three sides, three players that are in the international setup, they're doing very, very well. But team-wise, certainly, we're punching above our weight. To be honest, the Leinster Lightnings are way above not only the Northern Union side and the Northwest. They're well ahead of us both. In fact, there's a suggestion made now that Leinster, which it used to be many years ago, were divided into South Leinster and North Leinster and let them play, which would make it a fair playing field then. But whether that happens is another matter. Leinster are just too strong in all competitions, and especially in the interprovincials, because they've got maybe 7-8 internationals. In fact, George Dockrell, who's playing in England, he was back last week. He even played for them against the Northern Lights, which just shows you the strength they've got. So I think a wise decision could be made for Leinster Lightnings they switch from North Leinster to South Leinster and make it a more of an even playing field for the rest of the counties.
And internationally, how do you see Ireland doing at the moment?
Well, they're certainly struggling a little bit. Mind, there's a few players coming past their sell by date. They had Georges obviously retired now from the T20s. William Porterfield's struggling, but there's still a nucleus of a good side. Some of these younger players coming through. There's a lot of good young players in Dublin coming through. Owen Delaney, players like that coming through from Clontarf. They'll be pushing to be getting really regulars in the international side. And it's looking good still. It's looking good. They've qualified for next season's, next year's tournament, so that's a good thing for them. Plenty of money there, Miles, coming through because they're doing so well. Just let's hope there's more than Owen Delaney. Maybe there's four or five from throughout the country, no matter whether it's the North West. It'd be great if it was in the North West. But even from anybody to come through, it would be absolutely brilliant. But we've got to wait and live and hope, Miles, that these younger players knuckle down and then get their act together and can produce the goods. Because it's a lucrative life now, 30,000 a year. It's been talked about for some of the North West players that they're on. So not bad for playing cricket, Miles.
Not bad at all. Eamon, we appreciate you joining us today and thanks for your contribution all season. And you can go away now and start thinking about who might win the championship next season.
Yeah, but just a couple of people to thank, Miles. Obviously yourself, hosting it every Sunday or most Sundays. And Seamus on the phone's been brilliant, as is Marion. And obviously the scorers and everybody has helped me during the season. Without them, my job would be a lot more difficult. So thank them all. And as you say, Miles, looking forward to next season already.